You're listening to SBS News.
It's a joyous occasion that thousands of new Australian citizens from all over the world share with their family and friends every year.
Carolina Amador Vasquez and Juan José Cardona Zapata.
But although some soon-to-be citizens understand why their ceremonies this year have been put on hold, they say a lack of communication is frustrating. Carla Jones came to Australia from New Zealand in 2011 and is looking forward to becoming an Australian citizen. Miss Jones says she received no official notification her ceremony wasn't being held.
I haven't even been told the ceremonies have been cancelled. There's been no communication whatsoever. I found out through social media that the ceremonies have been cancelled, obviously for good reason. And I know that there's a lot of things that are a lot more important happening in the world right now.
SBS News has requested an update from the Home Affairs Office on how it intends to handle the situation, but no response has yet been forthcoming. One solution could see the next crop of new citizens become the first in Australia's history to make their Pledge of Allegiance via video conferencing. Mary Crock is a professor of public law at the University of Sydney and also an accredited immigration specialist.
I think there are many ways in which the government could find an alternative way for allowing people to take the oath that they need to take. I know for universities, for example, all graduation ceremonies have been cancelled, and people are now receiving their testimonies in the mail.
An online petition has been organised on change.org to lobby the federal government to come up with a solution. But Professor Crock says, given the unprecedented times, it's unlikely to have much of an impact.
At this point, I think everything is in lockdown and paralysis. So it's up to the department as to what they do. I think the problem that ordinary people have is trying to force the government to do anything at this time is going to be almost impossible.
Those who haven't had their ceremonies still enjoy most of the rights afforded to Australian citizens, but they can't vote or apply for an Australian passport. Permanent residents are also able to receive unemployment benefits, while a deal has been struck for New Zealanders who are working for businesses struggling to survive the downturn. It's something Carla Jones appreciates.
Thankfully, the government announced just a couple of days ago that we will have access to JobKeeper payments, and you know that was a huge hurrah from the Kiwi society within Australia, and very grateful for that.
Miss Jones works for the Rail, Bus and Tram Union in Brisbane as an industrial and women's officer. She says feeling part of the country she lives and works in is an important part of becoming a citizen.
I'm fighting for the rights of Australians to, you know, have better working conditions every single day. It'd be really nice if Australia could, you know, go, hey, you're one of us.
But until social distancing rules are relaxed or the Department of Home Affairs makes new provisions, the current crop of permanent residents that have been granted citizenship status will have to wait a little longer before the new status can be officially conferred upon them. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. John Baldock, SBS News.